from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Players report today to St. Vincent College in Latrobe, which means all the beat writers going to be making their trek down Route 30, including this man, one of our favorite men, Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He is brought to us by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. And Ray, it is here. Are you excited? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, Adam, let's get it going here. Another Steelers season upon us, and summer vacations are now officially over.
I know it's your world and it's our world too, but I mean, you are in it. Do you feel what we feel? And that's that this is kind of a Steelers camp that snuck up on us. Is that the sense you're getting?
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it, Adam, is there's a lot of anticipation, I think, for Steelers fans to go to St. Vincent this year and just to follow along with the many storylines. You know, the quarterback situation, I think, is going to be talked about from now until the season opener. But there's so much more. You know, you got offensive line storylines. You got secondary storylines. You know, you have the Najee Harris contract situation, the number two receiver situation. So, yeah, I mean, it snuck up on us. But to me, from now until, you know, the start of the season, there's going to be no shortage of storylines for people to, you know, discuss their favorite football team.
Ray, we were just talking about Keanu Benton and what type of role and what he would do if it, you know, a significant role this year. And it got me to thinking about the 2023 draft. And, you know, I'm going through the guys, and every single guy that was drafted probably will have a significant role on this team this year. You got Broderick Jones, Joey Porter Jr., Keanu Benton, Darnell Washington, Nick Herbig, Corey Trice, and Spencer Anderson. Yeah. Out of all those guys, though, that will have significant roles, who will have the biggest impact on this team this year?
I'm going to say Joey Porter, Doran, just because he's going to be this team's top cornerback. He's going to have that billing. I think he earned that last season, and I think he's going to draw a lot of the big assignments. I know he did that towards the tail end of his rookie season. You know, he asked for those big matchups, and on many occasions, Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin gave it to him. So, you know, I think he's going to be called upon more to maybe, you know, step up in some of those situations where he's facing the top receivers in the game. And I think potentially, if he has a good season, that could be a really big impact on this football team. But I'm not underselling Keanu Benton either. I think with Cam Hayward coming towards the end, with Larry Ogunjobi aging as well, I think this is a perfect opportunity for Benton to make a splash this year as well.
We'll get into the Cam Hayward contract here momentarily, Ray. But yeah, wide receiver, obviously, a big question. And let's say they don't add anybody. And then let's further say that George Pickens and Pat Freiermuth are your 1 and 2 target share guys. Who do you think is going to be third?
Wow. How about a vet like Van Jefferson? You know, I don't want to say that Roman Wilson isn't going to have a good rookie season. I think potentially he can be that number three. But when I look at their roster building situation and I look at all the guys – that Omar Khan brought in for Arthur Smith. He wants Arthur Smith to feel comfortable with his personnel. And he brought in Scotty Miller, Van Jefferson, a number of other guys, you know, Pruitt at the tight end. He brought in guys that he's familiar with. So I think it's probably going to be one of those guys initially, and I think Van Jefferson has the resume to do that early in the season. But, you know, let's say Roman Wilson impresses, comes on middle of the season, I can see him taking over that role and potentially, you know, having a strong rookie season as well.
Ray, is that other cornerback spot, is that open for grabs? Or is it Dante Jackson's spot, or is there going to be a competition? Like, will Corey Trice have an opportunity? Will Anthony Averett have an opportunity to win and lock down that spot in training camp?
Yeah, I think it's Dante Jackson's initially. And, you know, we'll see about Trice. You know, people talk a lot about Trice, but he was injured almost a year ago to the day. I mean, he had basically two training camp practices under his belt before he tore his ACL. And, you know, none of them were padded practices. So we have to find out a lot about Corey Trice this summer, and I think we will. But, yeah, I think, you know, to start the season, it's going to be Dante Jackson. Everett is a vet. He's been there before. But I think they want Jackson to sort of take the reins there and to see if he can hold down that job.
Ray, will we see a Patrick Peterson signing within the next, let's say, 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think we will. You know, he's sitting out there. He said he wants to come back to the Steelers. He would be open to that. And we see this almost every year, not specifically a cornerback, but different positions, guys, right? You know, the Steelers maybe are thin at a position. They'll let these young guys compete, some of these older vets compete for the spot. And then if they're not ready to play in the NFL, then, you know, they have vets that they can call upon. So, yeah, I think Patrick Peterson, a phone call is probably going to be had there. And like I said, I think I told you guys a couple weeks ago, what's the money going to be? You know, he's probably not going to sign for the vet minimum, but I think, you know, $2-3 million a year, get him in here, important part of the team for at least half a season and maybe more going forward.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Ray, are they going to get something done with Cam Hayward? And if so, what do you think that looks like?
You know, if it's team friendly, I think, yeah, but I don't think what Cam was talking about in the spring, you know, being one of the highest paid defensive ends in the league at 35 years old, I don't think Omar Khan is going to go down that road. But if Cam wants some security beyond this season and, you know, maybe the Steelers can get a team-friendly deal done, then I say, yeah, it's possible, but I just don't think that's the number one offseason goal for this team. I think Pat Freiermuth is out there first. I think they want to get that done first. And then if they could do something with Cam, I think that'll happen. I do think it's important. We've seen with the draft, they don't grow 6'5", 300-pound defensive ends on trees anymore. You just don't see those guys. So, you know, there is a need there. And maybe if Cam, you know, if he shows he could play again this season, they could do something after the season. I just don't see a strong desire from Omar Khan to get this done In August or early September.
Do you think he's going to show? Do you think he's going to do like the soft holdout thing?
Yeah. He said he's going to show up. So I think Cam is a captain. He's going to talk today. We'll find out about the holding situation, but that's a very popular thing for guys to do now. And I would not be surprised if that happened. I just don't know if it's going to end the way Cam wants it to end. But I definitely think that's a possibility in the early stages of camp, for sure. Yeah.
Ray, Najee's supposed to talk today, right? For the first time? Maybe?
Well, supposedly. I mean, he hasn't talked since the end of the season.
If he does talk, what's a question you would ask him?
First off, I want to know what his feelings are. And secondly, I want to know if his feelings about the running back market, which he was very vocal on last season. How does he feel about the way the Steelers are treating him? Does he feel that he's being treated unfairly here? Based on his previous comments, I would think he would be a little bit unhappy with what's transpired here. But to me, I just want to know, he's been vocal on how running backs are treated in the NFL in the past. And as we saw in May, the Steelers certainly, didn't invest the money in him to make him feel like he's valued here in the future.
How do you think the reps are going to be split up at right tackle between Faltanu and Dan Moore Jr.? And is there a chance that Dan Moore Jr. takes over that job and wins that job and is the starting right tackle against Atlanta when they start the season?
I think they're going to make Troy Faltanu earn everything he gets during training camp. So, I think we'll see in the early stages of camp, last week of July, first week of August, we will see Dan Moore at left tackle, and I think we'll see Broderick Jones at right tackle. But I think you'll see a little bit of Jones at left tackle as well. They're going to want to get him acclimated just in case Faltanu proves that he can be the guy and he's ready to start. So I do think we'll see more of Jones on the left side, but I don't necessarily see Moore flipping over to the right side a lot. I think he'll eventually have to learn how to be the swing tackle, but for the time being, I think he'll just be at left, and then when Faltanu proves that he's ready, he'll just slide Broderick Jones over to the left side.
Zach Frazier, the starter day one?
Not day one of training camp, but day one of the season. I think that's definitely in play, but Herbig is a guy that they had there in the spring. I think they'll let him have his shot at it here in the first 2-3 weeks of camp, but I wouldn't be surprised by that first preseason game, second preseason game, if Frazier's not in there with ones.
Ray, this was wonderful. Put the sunscreen on today, man. Enjoy yourself.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.